What to expect after an ozone sauna therapy session. Most people walk out of their first ozone sauna therapy session wondering the same thing. Is this how I'm supposed to feel? There isn't one universal answer, which is actually part of the experience. What to expect after ozone sauna therapy depends on your body, your stress level, and even what your day looked like before you came in. One of the most common things people notice right away is a sense of calm. Not the dramatic, knocked-out kind of calm, but more like your nervous system finally took a breath. For some clients, it feels similar to how you feel after stretching for the first time all week. Others describe it as a quiet, grounded feeling that's hard to put into words. Nothing flashy, just noticeably different. You'll probably feel thirsty afterward. That part is pretty consistent. Sweating is part of the session, so reaching for water afterward usually feels natural. Some people realize they haven't been drinking enough water in general until that moment. Taking hydration seriously after your session can make the rest of the day feel smoother. Energy can go either direction, and that surprises people. Some clients feel refreshed and alert, like their body just reset. Others feel relaxed and slower, almost like their body is asking for an easier pace for the rest of the day. Both are normal. This isn't the kind of experience where you're meant to power through a packed schedule immediately afterward. If you can, it helps to leave yourself a little breathing room. You might also notice warmth lingering for a bit. That's expected. It usually fades as your body cools down, but during that window, comfortable clothes make a difference. Tight jeans or rushing into a stressful situation can feel a little jarring right after a session. Mentally, some people feel clearer. Not euphoric, not wired, just less cluttered. It's common to realize how tense or overstimulated you were before coming in. Even stepping away from screens and noise for that amount of time can shift your headspace more than you expect. Others don't notice anything dramatic at all right away, and that's okay too. Wellness doesn't always show up with fireworks. Sometimes the changes are subtle, or they show up later that evening or the next day. Feeling more relaxed at bedtime, sleeping a little deeper, or waking up feeling less foggy are things people mention after the fact. If you're wondering what you should do after ozone sauna therapy, the answer is usually simple. Drink water. Eat something nourishing when you're hungry. Avoid jumping straight into something stressful if you can help it. You don't need a strict routine. Paying attention to how your body feels does more than following a checklist. Some clients like to pair their session with quiet time afterward. A short walk, light stretching, or even just sitting without scrolling can help extend the relaxed feeling. Others go right back to their day and still feel fine. Over time, you start to learn what works best for you personally. If this is your first session, you might find yourself checking in with your body more than usual. You might notice your breathing slowing down or your shoulders dropping without you trying. That awareness is part of the experience. It's not about forcing a result. It's about noticing what's already happening. It's also normal to feel curious about whether you did everything right. There isn't a right way to feel after ozone sauna therapy. Some days you'll leave feeling energized. Other days you'll feel calm and quiet. Sometimes you won't notice much at all until later. All of that is normal. As ozone sauna therapy becomes part of a regular routine, many people feel more familiar with their own patterns. They know whether they prefer morning sessions or later in the day. They learn how much activity feels good afterward and when rest is the better choice. What to expect after ozone sauna therapy isn't about chasing a specific sensation. It's more about giving yourself a pause and seeing how your body responds when you slow down. That's often what keeps people coming back. Not a dramatic feeling, but a sense that they gave themselves time they usually don't. For a lot of clients, the biggest takeaway isn't how they feel the minute they step out. It's how they feel the rest of the day when they stop rushing and pay attention. That shift alone can make the session feel worthwhile.